Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Lifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 509 of the show. We love you. We love the people that support us. If you would like to support us, you can click the link in the show notes. Subscribe there. Get all the extra bonus content we do. It's $5 a month. That's to support. That's not to get the show without commercials. I mean, you do get the show without commercials, unless I forget to take the commercials out. And then if you bitch about that, then you get more commercials. So that's like, take it with a grain of salt. Like, this is the game we're playing. But give us the $5. It would be nice of you. Also, you can reach out. This show is very interactive, and that's an exciting portion of the show. So feel free to send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. And additionally, you can, of course, call us. We love getting your voicemails. 949. I've forgotten the number. 464 TBLS. 949-464-8257 is the phone number. Please give us a call. We love hearing from the listeners. It is a great joy of our week. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well, but I can't remember feeling this apathetic about a Super Bowl. When it's the Patriots versus Eagles or Patriots versus Giants, as much as I dislike both teams, I hate the Giants and Eagles, so I was okay with cheering for the Patriots in that. But this one, I just don't like the either team. Like, I just don't like them.
Well, here's the problem.
I'm just going to bet on whatever I gamble.
Right.
But like, beyond that, like, I don't have a rooting interest. I will feel dissatisfied with whoever wins.
Totally. I might have to, well, depending on what the algorithm comes back with Silver Point Sports, if the algorithm comes back in favor of the Chiefs, I might have to abstain from betting on the Super Bowl just because I cannot root for the Chiefs. And it's hard because this Patrick Mahomes is so good. He's easy to get behind just based on his skill. He's unbelievable. But
what he unleashed on the world, his brother and wife.
Yes, exactly. He's a man.
We gave him a pass for far too long.
Exactly.
He's complicit.
Totally. Also, that haircut. Also,
the voice.
The voice. He's doing those disgusting Subway commercials where Ed, he's like, "Hey, I got a foot long thing and also a foot long cookie."
What?
Yeah, he's doing a commercial and it's a foot.
Wait a second. Patrick Mahomes is on a commercial?
Yes.
Wow. No. Every commercial break. Oh, Allstate. Oh, this. Oh, Andy. No, yeah. Andy Reid's eating his nuggets. Like, what? No more Chiefs stuff. No more.
Too much. Well, he's
fuck the Niners.
Of course. Fuck them both. I agree. And the Niners, they win last night, and their owner is such a mealy mouth. Like, it's so depressing seeing the owner of a team because they're always
only. It's so absurd in American sports. Like, I somebody asked me this and I never really thought it was just an American thing, but they're like, why do they give the trophy to the owner? And I never thought about it. And it's like, absurd. You're already rich. You already won.
Yeah. No, yeah. And what did you do? You signed the checks?
Yeah. You had nothing to do with this.
No. So I don't want to see the footlong cookie. I am kind of interested in the conspiracy theory though. And look, I don't subscribe to any of this, but it's fun. That you know, because
that Ravens Niners was determined.
The purple and red. No, that because that this Travis Kelce Taylor Swift is obviously it's a fake relationship. I think we can all agree with that.
Right. Yeah.
He But he was chosen because he's like the poster boy for Pfizer, which apparently pays him more than his NFL contract. And also, she wants to launch her Joe Biden advocacy as part of the Super Bowl win. So that's, I'm not
is saying. That, is that, that, that sounds like it's out of your little Rogan world. That sounds like crazy. Yeah. Conspiracy.
No, I don't know where I heard it. I think I saw Reddit. But I like it. That's the one thing that I could get excited about. That could be fun. That's the one fun thing about the Super Bowl. I don't care about Brock Purdy. I do kind of like Deebo Samuel because he's crazy.
But Brock Purdy, how many announcers are going to be like, you know, he's not just a game manager. Yes, he is.
Mr. Irrelevant.
He's not that good. He's surrounded by the best roster. Like, stop. But they feel like they've got to carry the his resume around. Like, hey, he's not just a game manager. Look what he's done. It's like, I saw him on Christmas night just like everyone else. He looked like shit.
That's right. And look, the Niners got a good defense. I'm Niners more than anything.
I'm probably going to go for the Niners, but like, I don't feel good about that one.
Oh, no. Fuck the Super Bowl. Also, it's 2 weeks away. That's too long.
Yeah.
Let's just play the fucking Super Bowl. They just wrapped it up.
I saw one column and it was like, here's a football explainer for all you Taylor Swift newfound football fans. And the first thing they said is, first of all, the game is next Sunday. It's like, nope, you're already wrong.
Yeah.
It's in two Sundays.
Yes, exactly. And supposedly Taylor Swift's going to be in Japan or something, but you know, she's got access to whatever she needs.
Private jet shit.
I made a huge mistake last week, Ed. You know how I mentioned that some scumbag had used my email address, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, and signed up.
What's the deal? You got hacked?
No, they signed me up for the Shen Yun Collections emails. And then last week, I thought it would be nice if you got your lovely wife, Michelle, something from Shen Yun.
For stolen Valor jewelry.
Yeah, just for whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. She hasn't been to the thing and she might get called out for it. Like this, a Manchurian style leather wallet or the elegant Divine Grace necklace. Look, any of these would be good. But here's a problem, Ed. In this data-driven world in which we exist, I fucking clicked the link so I could look at those earrings that I thought you should get her. And now getting an onslaught of Shen Yun. Half the email this week is from Shen Yun. We noticed you have fabulous taste. They're really putting these golden tang peony hoop earrings on me, Ed. I should just buy them just to get them to go away. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. $75. That's not that bad. Kind of worth it. They probably have better stuff. Yeah.
I stumbled upon a couple one-star reviews we just got.
Oh, recently?
In January.
Divorce related? What are you trying to bring me down? Let's hear them.
Love the show for nearly 3 years and have now unsubscribed. Hope it was worth replacing the smart, interesting, and funny cast with your smug, uninteresting, and humorless guy.
What do you mean replace? I've been here the whole time.
Well, I don't know. It's
the same two people.
It says, I don't know. And then another one.
I think they're talking about the wrong show.
If you want a podcast where a guy that only praises overrated Ed and Brian and other West Coast teams, this is your guy. Knows nothing about college football or sports in general. Get better at what you do, please. So was this us like trashing Michigan or?
When did I say I knew anything about sports?
Well, maybe it was talking about me. I talk about sports.
True. It's your fucking fault, man.
But it's clearly somebody's pissed off. Somebody's pissed off about that I insulted their team. January 9th.
Is it Mark the Nomad?
It's two January 9ths.
You've had beef with Mark the Nomad before. Both on January the 9th? That's the same guy with two different email addresses. You know what? If that guy had made both of those 5 stars, he could be sitting pretty with my fucking Waterford Crystal right now.
Somebody named Jasper Conlin?
That's not a name.
Leo X. Lee?
No, these are made up people. Unbelievable.
That's fine. You can go away, but I want to know what college football team you were like super upset that I insulted.
Yeah, don't be so cryptic, Leo X Lee. LXL? The fuck out of here. Like,
knows nothing about college football or sports in general. Like, you might not agree with me, but I know tons about college football. I just don't like your team.
Who's this guy? Fucking Beano Cook over here? Like, he's my,
well, Mr. if you want to talk about not knowing anything about college football, Beano Cook was your guy. When he said, no, but who is it? Who is the, they got, Notre Dame got a big recruit, and he goes, he will definitely win two, possibly three Heismans.
Is it Randy Moss? Randy Moss was going to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah. He was going to go to like three different schools.
I know, FSU. It's a problem. This is all weed related.
Yeah, I was going to say he had problems. It was weed. It wasn't really that much of a problem.
Now you can fucking smoke a joint. You could actually pick your team, but with the smoke of with bong smoke and blow it towards the hat you're going to choose, because everybody gets a contract to go play college football anyway. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I also like that review where they said was great for 3 years. Like, we've been doing the same show for 10 years.
And yeah, well, in his defense, the sound really sucked. Well, yeah, it got great. Well, but that's the thing. It got great 3 years ago, almost four. So that's when it got better. But that's when he started not liking it. But he only started. Wait, that doesn't even make sense. No,
he's saying he it was great for 3 years, and now we're terrible and overrated.
Right. And then, but the 3 years he's been listening, there's been no other people here except you and I. Maybe.
And we've been doing the same kind of stories.
Yeah. It could be because I stopped paying that Bangladeshi to juice our numbers.
Oh, do you think Leo X Lee is your Bangladeshi guy?
Does it seem like English as a second language? Well,
the words are a little bit off.
Yeah. See, that's what
it is. But Bangladeshis usually are not consumed with college football.
That's true. It would be more vain than that.
It's just not their bailiwick.
It would be more. Yes, I agree. One more thing.
I just clicked back on my phone. It's the dude taking a shower in a lecture hall at FAU.
God bless him. Well, so what I was going to say is just before we went to air, I got this message from a buddy of mine who will remain nameless. He's not a known person on the show, but his name has been mentioned here before, and also he doesn't listen.
Claims wants to go to Shenyun.
I wish. He was telling me, he said, so he's got this brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And this guy's a real piece of shit. He does things like, well, he shows up everywhere with his dog, first of all, which we've discussed on the show. Also, he's like this, he's one of these real like granola types.
Oh, is this the one that goes to dog night at Miami Marlins games?
No, that's my buddy Eric, who used to bring his Dobermans to the Marlins games. No, he's a good dude. So he's one of these guys. He freaks out on people if they give one of his kids a non-organic grape or something. He made everybody wait to start Thanksgiving while he meditated.
He needed this to, is a friend of yours?
No, this is my buddy's brother-in-law.
Oh, I thought this was your buddy. I was pretty sure you got to cut some ties.
I know. Look, this the dude he's talking about spells it with a Y. That's all I'll say. So he just texts me right now, and he goes, "Hey," he goes, "it's my brother," because he's always giving me details because he fucking hates the guy so much. He goes, "Today is my douchebag brother-in-law's birthday, but he doesn't celebrate."
No, worse.
He only celebrates his conception day. Then he follows it up with another text. "Hey, Dad, when did you drop that load in Mom?" Mm. His conception day.
He wants to think about his mom.
Getting boloed.
Buddy.
Do you think he asked, like, what position? "Hey, Mom," like, he's kind of a puss, so it couldn't have been doggy style, right? That's more of a fucking manly sexing. Even, you know what it was? Oh, I know what it was, Ed. It's that one they only do in porno, spoon, where they lie in spoon, and because that's a real like meek, like you're not getting much penetration that way.
Well, I've attempted over the years to start from there, like because it doesn't work.
Dick. You gotta have a long dick. That's why
I don't have that kind of equipment.
I know. It's really you really need your genitals to match up, because some women are like a little more tucked behind, if that makes any sense. So that it's easy for them to present in that position. But you need a pretty long penis to have sex in. And I'm sure. Hey, 949-464-8257. Let me know. Do you have sex in spoon? But it's also hard to hit the spots. You know, that's why it's good old missionary works. You get those legs up. You get it grinding. You get full depth. You know, you could do it all. But it's not. Nobody should be celebrating their conception day.
No,
I mean that's actually crazy. Like
I had a friend. I had a friend growing up.
Freight jacket should come and get him.
I had a friend growing up who's like, "Do you know about your conception?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "You have a right to know. You should ask your parents." I was like, "No, fuck no. I'm never asking my parents about that." And also, I have no idea about my kids.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, me. Well, I do. I do because it was I made two attempts. Well, that's not true. I don't remember the second one, but the first one, she was like, "Hey, why don't you just like," and I was like, "Okay." And then it worked. So I remember that.
Oh, but the second one. When I was in attempting mode.
Yeah.
I was attempting. Right. I was attempting with great fervor as often as I could, but I had no idea which time took.
You were spackling those walls. Yeah. Cause you were hitting it so much. You're like, "Hey, let me just hit the whole interior and just maybe something will catch, you know?" For you. So anyway, hey, fuck
this. Who said the show's gone downhill?
No. It all gets better every week. So we were talking about cheerleaders. Oh, we're talking about the yell leaders at Texas A&M. Woo woo.
What are the odds? So it's clearly college football related. I'm guessing. No, but we were talking about that during the season. If you know anything about A&M, is they didn't qualify for a bowl.
Of course not. They fired Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, but it's probably Michigan because we were really dumping on Michigan as they advanced.
A&M people take that shit so seriously.
We know A&M takes it seriously. And then a dark horse. We did a lot of shitting on Michigan State, but mainly on Mel Tucker.
That's true. Yeah.
It was mainly Mel Tucker.
That's true. Well, we did talk about Jeff Smoker. Maybe it's the Smoker family.
Yeah, that's true. My old assistant watched him doing cocaine the night before a game.
That's right. Could be Jeff Smoker. No, we did. One time we were talking about the yell leaders, and I was saying, do they have female cheerleaders? Because the male cheerleaders, the way they hold up the female cheerleaders, it looks like they're fisting them. And so now every week,
bowling ball,
every week, a couple of these sensitive types reach out to me and they go, "Hey, I'm going to listen to the show. I just need to know any fisting talk this week." And look, I didn't talk about fisting. I don't even know what that is. I don't think it's real. First of all. Okay. I think that's made up. But I was just saying, I just used it as a term, just to be descriptive, vocal font.
One of my roommates senior year had a dark porn collection. So unfortunately, I think I do know about that.
Oh, yeah. Was it, is it Craigslist threesome guy? He seems like he's
interesting. No, he was my roommate 1 year, but this was like a rando. We needed a fourth to fill out our four. Yeah. Our fourth roommate type thing.
Yeah, never a good idea. Never a good idea.
And this dude, you know, like we got along with him fine, but we weren't like buddies with him. Yeah. And we found some really fucked up shit.
Oh, that's heavy. I don't want to talk about
that. Yeah. Some pegging videos. There's some rough stuff.
That's heavy. Oh, quickly, before we jump in, do you remember what your, I went back through my notes. I went through my Moleskine notebook and I looked back here and I have our Super Bowl predictions. Do you remember yours?
I think I predicted Eagles Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, you piece of shit. You're the reason we got the Chiefs. You've been on board with the fucking Chiefs all year. this is it's on you. At least I had the good decency to choose the Buffalo Bills, who didn't, you know, they had that nice long winning streak after the coach
talked to McDonough praised the terrorists on 9/11. Maybe it was Sean McDonough who is mad at us. Sean McDonough is the guy who allegedly said to my buddy and his friends, "Hey, who wants to come upstairs with me?" And they're like, "Yeah, we're good, Sean."
Stop it.
No, seriously. He's like, "Hey, I live upstairs. Who wants to come upstairs?" And like, "No, no."
Wow. That's a
allegedly.
That's probably a different Sean McDonough. Okay. let's
Let's Might need to bleep that out.
Let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died?
Jesse Jane, porn star, 43 years old, overdose. A buddy brought this up to me. Do you think we always talk about professional wrestlers? Porn stars might actually have a shorter average lifespan than wrestlers.
They do. Well, look, the brightest flame burns out the quickest or something. So it makes sense. They go hard and quick and much like professional athletes, they're sex athletes.
Right.
Their careers start very early, and I would say too early. 18 years old, you know.
Learn your craft in the amateur circuit for a while.
That frontal cortex is not formed. And I realize, and I'm not proud of this, but I saw a picture of this chick, and I think I might have masturbated to her.
I definitely did.
Because she was a big deal. And I remember this is back
in the day. Stern would talk about her, and so I was aware of her.
Come on. Yeah, she would come on Stern. And I remember back in the day, I would go to my local video rental place, and they had that back room, and it was, you had two choices when you went into the back room of a video store. You would either have those saloon doors, which would be like ta-dunk, ta-dunk, ta-dunk.
Yeah, or the beads.
The beads, yeah. And this place had the beads, and the beads were noisy. So you'd have to be over there, like, pretending like you're like,
"Well, how'd it get over here?"
You're just looking at the new releases, and you're like,
looking for "Oh God, You Devil," and somehow I found myself back here.
Yeah, and then you through the things, and then at this particular place, they had a little window, so you'd go back and you'd go through, and this is real hit or miss back then because the box often was very misleading. And this is during this. I remember this was DVD times, Ed, because what I would do is I would rent a few DVDs from the porno section of my local video store. And then I would roll home, and then I would like fast forward through them to see if any were good. And then what I would do, and this, look, I'm not proud of this. Okay. But this is 19-year-old Brian. This is what I was doing. There was no Kazaa. There was no LimeWire. There was no Audio Galaxy. There was none of the Napster. There was none of the file sharing services. And if there were, a lot of times it would be described one way, and then you would wait half a day for it to download, and you'd get a 90-second video of a woman having sex with a farm animal. Okay. And you didn't want that. That's not what you signed up for.
Didn't ask for it.
I would go and I would rent these DVDs at the porno store, and then I would bring them home. And if one was good, I would dub it onto a VHS. I would play, I would play. I know. Then I could use it at another time. If I needed it later, I could have it. But oftentimes, it was just nothing even usable. You know, you think it would be good, and it turns out to be a big mess. So, like RIP Jesse Jane, I believe, you know, she probably got dubbed. I would say she got definitely dubbed on
OD. Yeah.
Yeah. OD. Very sad.
RIP Ricky Slick Rick Buchanan, a Tennessee DJ, 59 years old, was found decapitated.
What? Is this like a radio DJ?
Yeah. I wonder how old the real Slick. This is a little bit of stolen valor because there's one Slick Rick.
Our Slick Rick, yeah.
The ruler.
Yeah. Children's story.
Slick Rick. Mona Lisa.
Yeah, with the eye patch. Who's British, by the way, which is like, how many British rappers have there been? Just basically just one Slick. Well, MF Doom, also British, but, you know, grew up in Brooklyn. So I didn't know he was
British. I thought he was just a Brooklyn guy.
No. So MF Doom, you know what he was, Ed?
He was in third base.
Yeah, yeah. MF Doom was in third base?
He was in the gas face. He was Zev Love X or something.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, he was like a dreamer. He came over like as an infant, but he was a British citizen. And then he was on tour as, you know, like not long before he died. He was on tour, and then he couldn't come back into the United States because he technically, despite having lived in Brooklyn his whole life, was not a citizen, and he lived out the rest of his years in England, but no accent. Like, Slick Rick is our one British guy. Now, I don't know about this Slick Rick, but this sounds, there's two reasons this guy, well, there's three reasons that this guy could end up decapitated.
I think it's most likely, the most likely scenario is he crossed a drug kingpin.
Yes, likely, or fucked someone. Could be a Cinnabon situation,
right?
Here, you know, or hear me out. A lot of times these things aren't apparent, and it takes a while to figure it out. Household accident.
That's some accident.
Yeah.
Like his kid left a Lego out, and he's like, what? And then the head popped off.
Maybe he's got a dumbwaiter, and he's like, oh, I dropped something down there. Head. Yeah. And then he falls back, and it's like, oh, he just dies. You know,
or he's practicing juggling. He's trying to second act in the circus, so he's juggling knives.
Knives, exactly. Yeah. Could be that.
Yeah. Could be that.
R.I.P.
But R.I.P. other Slick Rick, not over 18, and my eyes are green. We're more gold than men in 18. R.I.P. Charles Osgood, longtime CBS newsman, 91 years old. I don't believe this newsman had a second family.
Oh, it's funny because he hosted the same show. He hosted Sunday morning, much like Charles Curell. And somebody texted me, hey, is this the dude with the second family? To which I say, I mean, Charles Curell died many years ago. It's obviously, it's not the same dude. But it would be interesting if we found out a couple weeks from now.
Another Chaz.
Yeah, that Chaz Osgood also spent a lot of time in Montana with his second family. That would be amazing. Although, it's like, Charles Osgood, I feel like, is more in the Sean McDonough camp. But I don't know.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And then we did lose someone else today.
Tell me who.
Jimmy Williams minus one of the M's, just J-I-M-M-Y, 1999 AL Manager of the Year, died at 80 years old. Blue Jays, Red Sox, Astros manager.
Jimmy Williams. How do you end up with that, by the way, Jimmy? There's one way to spell Jimmy.
There was exactly one way to spell Jimmy.
This could, although, maybe his given name was Jimmy, and it's an Anferny situation. Or Antoine Jameson, you know, where it's just, or Dwayne Wade, where just, you know, there was some issues with.
Yeah, there was some guesswork. There was some guesswork at the wrong time.
Yes, Jimmy Williams, R.I.P.
Jimmy.
Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the sports world this week?
Well, I could foresee some one-star reviews because this is a particularly sensitive fan base as well.
Yeah.
BYU fans were asked to remove their horn, like they each wore a letter spelling out horns down at a basketball game in Texas. They really hate the horns down thing, which is like, it's not that big of a deal. Like you do the hook'em horns and they just do the horns down. And like, it's not like they're saying, let's gore you with a horn or what. Like, it's just horns down instead of the hook'em horn symbol. And they hate it. And the basketball coach, a different game, like a few weeks ago, was like, classless move. And it's like, what? This is like nothing.
So, bitch, you just ignore it. You just ignore it. And look, Ed, everyone knows I'm a huge Longhorns fan because I often travel to Austin. And one time I went to a game where FanFan bought me a hat. So I got a hat that I often
I went to a game against BYU, and it was pretty funny because at the tailgate, you're like, who are the partying people and who are the not partying looking people?
Texas does a good tailgate too.
They do a great tailgate, but this is bitch behavior. And guess what? They're going to the SEC next year. I saw one tweet. Somebody goes, how do you think they're going to take it when some Mississippi State fans are out there fucking a Longhorn in the parking lot before a game?
Yeah, it's don't be like, you can't give in if you're sensitive about it. I don't even get why they're sensitive about it.
It's like, just a nothing thing. Like horns down. Like, horns okay, down. So we don't like you, you're Texas, but like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, no, like I don't get it at all. It's you're kind of pussies. You guys are bitch. Like be a little tougher about it.
Yeah. It's going to be like, what happened to you guys? You used to know about college football and basketball. Now you know nothing.
Yep.
Vince McMahon, despite his great image as a great guy, he allegedly assaulted an ex-employee with sex toys named after WWE wrestlers, then defecated on her head during a threesome, according to a bombshell lawsuit.
Did your college roommate have videos of what Vince McMahon was into?
It's possible.
Now, how's that sexual? I mean,
right? Yeah, buddy,
you're introducing excrement into the act. I mean, just the smell alone.
Well, he's just such an asshole. But like the behind the bastards on him, where they went through it, and like I think either he has an autobiography or in interviews he would say like, oh yeah, in high school I lived near a Marine base and I would just routinely go over there and just pick fights and beat up the Marines. It's like, no, you didn't. That would never happen. The Marines would kick the fuck out of you in high school.
They fight in packs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big bullshitter. The mustache and hair situation he's got going. And look.
He looks like a dastardly.
Yes, and he's in his late 70s if he's a day. So that means if this happened a few years ago, he was dropping bedroom threesome deuces at 75 years old.
Disgusting.
Is this an incontinence situation?
Yeah, maybe it wasn't intentional. Maybe like he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I've had sex again, and he just lost control.
I'm sorry, it was an accident. I didn't mean it. Just hold on. Give me a second here, but don't go anywhere.
Wait, I've got some sex toys. Here's my Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Hold, let me get Gorilla Monsoon in here to call the action.
I've got a French tickler from Parts Unknown, Kamala.
I want to see this again because this is like the Diddy situation or like many of these situations. Like this guy, because he was immediate. Oh, she's not bad looking. This guy was immediately drummed out of the organization because he recently sold to the Saudis.
Yes.
But he was still the CEO and he immediately had to resign. Like, why not just pay her off? Even if it's $10 million.
No means yes and take it, bitch, were among the things he would say to, oh, Oh, and this is an Ohio State connection. He was the threesome was with him and Laurinaitis. Remember his dad?
Wow.
What was the wrestling name?
Jim Laurinaitis.
Jim Laurinaitis was an Ohio State linebacker, and
oh yeah,
his slow, son. White. And his son.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the, I forget. He was like son, a famous. He was Laurinaitis was a famous like wrestler. Wrestling duo.
Oh, hold on. We got to know about this, Ed. Oh, hold on. I'm going to be Googling here. John Laurinaitis, head of talent relations. He pimped her out to him. Like, look, this is a sordid tale, but also you don't want this sordid tale to come out. Cut a check, dude.
John. Oh, he was the road. They were the road warriors. He was,
Hawken, the other one. No, Johnny Ace. Now this guy was a baby face, Ed. John Hodger Laurinaitis, also known by his former ring name Johnny Ace.
That's
I never. Yeah. Oh wait. Oh, siblings. His brother was Animal from the Road Warriors.
Oh, so maybe James isn't a son. That's a different Laurinaitis.
Maybe still. Yeah. Yeah. Just. No, look, people also search for James Laurinaitis, but maybe not. Hold on. Just look, we got to know this stuff. Has wrestled national world championship wrestling, backstage roles.
Yeah. It's Joe, the Road Warrior Animal, Joe Laurinaitis, his son.
Right. So he's his uncle.
This was Joe. He played in the NFL for 8 years.
He's the innovator of the cutter maneuver, which he dubbed the Ace Crusher. He created the move while training with Barry Windham in 1987, and began using it a year later in All Japan Pro Wrestling. I don't know what the cutter is, Ed. Is that like a calf slicer where you like bend their leg and your shin is in their calf and it supposedly hurts real bad?
Try to patent the turd cutter in that threesome.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good callback right there.
But anyway, Vince is a piece of shit. Update.
Yeah, he's disgusting. He's a real piece of shit. And so is Joe Laurinaitis. But also, listen, if you're listening to me right now and you know who these people are, you're a real piece of shit because you're an adult that watches wrestling and that is gay. Like, sorry. You like wrestling and you're fucking over 12 years old?
I think that's unfair to gay people. You.
That's true, but I don't mean it in that way.
I know what you mean, but like, yeah. Gay people can be cool. Wrestling is not cool.
Gay people don't watch wrestling. They like cool stuff. They're out having cosmopolitans at cool bars. Like, this wrestling shit is for the birds. Like, find some better entertainment. You kidding me?
There's a great rant from Max von Sydow and in Hannah and Her Sisters. He's watching TV and he just goes, can you imagine the level of a mind of a man who watches wrestling?
Yeah, that is a good line. Cause you wonder, one wonders. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's look, it's great entertainment when you're 9, but when you're 17, what's going on, guy? I don't think so.
The Patriots wide receiver, Kayshon Boutte, a former LSU guy, was arrested over making over 8,500 illegal bets while at LSU. They said that worked out to like 1 an hour from the moment he got at LSU.
So he's like playing everything there. Like,
well, somebody did some basic work and they said like pretty much the day he got the,
name, image, likeness,
the NIL immediately, like the deposits happened like right after that, like that's what he did with this NIL stuff.
It's a wicked addiction.
The problem, like, it's so fucked up how, you know, these gambling companies sponsor everybody and nobody is allowed. There are rules that you can't do it. The problem is, it's like sports betting. You can't bet. I don't have a problem with a guy like him betting on the NBA. But you can't bet in a game you're in, like, oh, I'll take the under on points and you drop a pass. Like, it's the integrity of the whole game gets fucked up that way.
It's true.
And he did bet in several games he was in.
That's right. But I bet he bet on himself.
I'm sure he did.
This wasn't a Stevan Headache Smith situation. This is, you know.
But I'm sure that, like, yeah, you can't bet in games you're in. But the other stuff, probably it's fine. It's just bullshit that he's getting.
If you're doing it 8,500 times, though, I mean, it's, you know.
Look, yeah, it's a problem. It's a cry for help.
Yeah, look, I'm all for everybody having their freedoms to do whatever the fuck they want. But at some point, you're harming yourself and, you know, you should get some help.
Yeah, I think he lost that NIL money.
Yeah, that's for sure. And is he good? Like, is he? And look,
he was like a really promising freshman. I'm sure Lala will talk about it. But I think, you know, either he had some time away from the team, or, you know, he was supposed to be a bigger deal.
Yeah, right. And now is Kayshawn Boutte? How are his older brothers, John David and General Booty?
That's right. I think one of them is like a coordinator somewhere. I feel like I've heard Booty somewhere recently. Oh,
for sure. Yeah.
And then three Kansas City Chiefs fans were found frozen to death outside a home of a friend who had no knowledge that the bodies were there.
Yeah.
And we had that cold spell, but also there's a good chance we had that meth spell.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, because meth gives you lots of energy, right? So,
right. But maybe so you could have shoveled 20 feet of snow, not realize it. But yeah, I think it was one of those things that they're like, hey, have you seen these guys? And he's like, no, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
You're in his backyard.
Do we know maybe this was at the home of the most famous Chiefs fan, Chiefsaholic?
And they're witnesses.
Potentially these guys had some information about him and his robbery spree.
The guy who was in the house, his lawyer said the man was asleep on his couch for 2 days while his friends, loved ones frantically tried to contact him.
Oh, they were snorting fentanyl at this house.
Some nodding off.
Yeah. The fifth man who attended the watch party and left before three of his friends were later found frozen to death in the host's backyard has been identified in a new report. So everybody left.
The parents of the fans are saying that they think they were drugged. The trio was drugged and dragged outside by a scientist pal.
Oh, they were partying.
Scientist pal.
Yeah.
He concocted something. There's a lot of rumors.
Well, he gave him something and then he Sean McDonough'd him. And then he was like,
let's put them outside.
That's what, like, I need some. And then I'll just say I was sleeping. Look, there was a dude that was the bachelor and his name was Chris Soules and he was from Iowa and he had a few too many at, I really honestly couldn't picture anything more sad than an Iowa, anywhere in Iowa, happy hour. But he was on his way home in his truck and he fucking murked some guy in a tractor.
Did he go to jail?
Well, hold on. He got some good advice, sadly, because what he did is he kind of like shook the dude and was like, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm going to go for help. And what he did is he went home.
Teddy Kennedy'd him.
Yes. He Chappaquiddicked.
he married Jill Kopechne'd him.
Yes. He went home. And then when the police came, he didn't answer the door. And he didn't answer the door for many hours until they had a search warrant, I believe, Ed. And then they could finally come in the house. And then you know what?
You're sober.
He was completely stone cold sober. And I believe Chris Soules dodged a bullet. And he was very gorgeous, Ed, this Chris Soules. Hold on. Let's see what Chris Soules is up to these days. Because not because I think it's good content, although it is. I want to know.
He's good looking.
Oh, he's gorgeous. He's a farmer, Ed. This
42-year-old farmer.
Yep. Okay, let's hit it. Let's
not to be mistaken with PJ Soules, the hot blonde from Stripes.
That's right. Yes. They're often mistaken for each other. He earned his role as a bachelor. Okay. Andy Dorfman, born in Arlington, Iowa. Okay, let's get down. Personal life. In April 2017, Souls was arrested and charged with leaving the scene of a fatal traffic accident in Aurora, Iowa. He was charged with a Class D felony for leaving the scene of an accident causing death. He was not charged with driving under the influence, although court documents obtained by People magazine reveal that he was allegedly in possession of alcoholic beverages and containers at the time of the crash, which occurred around 8 p.m. on Monday, April 24, 2017. His attorneys were hoping to avoid trial since Souls is a public figure and an unnecessary trial could be damaging. Well, what about the dead guy?
Yeah, what about getting it was kind of necessary for him.
Yes. If Mr. Souls is forced to proceed to trial and then appeal, there would be no way to undo the publicity and restore Mr. Souls to his original position. So he got, I mean, he, because look, that's an involuntary manslaughter bid that he was looking at, but he was able to plead it out and he got 2 years probation, Ed. Fuck, it's probably so nice being really handsome.
Yeah, because if he's ugly,
yeah,
it doesn't work.
Nope. If he wasn't on The Batch, if he was just some regular ass farmer, you know, he was and just wasn't the farmer from The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars and also Worst Cooks in America. Get the fuck out of here. No chance. No chance he's getting off like that. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Who called in this week? Let's see.
Hey guys, Super Lee here.
Super Lee.
Just want to say I spent some time out in Ed's neck of the woods this last week, Eastern Pennsylvania to Newark. Oh. And got to say,
Ed, Newark's not your neck of the woods, right?
Brick City? No. Home of Redman? No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It is very close to where I am physically located.
Yeah.
But there's a lot, there's a big barrier that
I go there for the airport. Well, I mean, I remember Tony Soprano, he went to Newark because he was going to buy some property there, but they had to run out the crackheads out of the houses first. Remember that one?
Yeah, it's a city that's
It's on the come.
It's been struggling for 60 years, but you know, you never know.
Yep.
Here I am trying to do my 75 hard best, getting my outdoor workouts.
That's right.
Despite there being 3 inches of snow a couple days.
Unbelievable.
Whole freaking East Coast shuts down with 3 inches of snow. Not cool, man.
Yep.
2 hours away from my flight. And
bullshit.
You gotta teach these guys how to drive in the snow.
That's right.
Do better, man. Do better.
That's right. Do better, Ed. 3 inches of snow.
I don't even drive. I try not to drive in 0 inches of snow. No, try not to drive ever.
Driving in snow is bullshit. Okay. Thank you for that. Super Lee's he's going hard on 75 hard. And shout out to everybody that's doing 75 hard because it is, you know, it's just a thing I said I was going to do. And now a bunch of people are also doing it and people are committed and it's delightful to have other people experiencing this journey with me. And it's really fun to do. And Super Lee's who's fucking jacked. He's doing it. Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, Ballers, Ben, I don't think it's been a long time, but just listening to the most recent episode where Jeff in Denver gives us kind of the finality of how...
Snake, yeah.
But, Brian, you know, during the whole discussion about beating the snake and then your your discussion about the sandwich artist who made a sandwich in the gym bathroom.
That was disgusting. That's way grosser than pretending to be a mouse. It's way grosser.
Yeah, no, I agree. What now? But I mean, I didn't do that. I just observed it. Jeff in Denver was directly involved with the boiling of the mouse. What the fuck was going on with that guy, though? For those that haven't listened, go back to the last episode.
Have you been back to that gym?
So I do go to that gym, but I will tell you this, Ed. It's not my regular gym.
It's your weekend gym, right? It's
the weekend gym. But let me tell you something. It was what was going on that day is because I go when I finish, I go. And lately I've been taking a lot of urinating a lot because I'm drinking so much water with the 75 hard. So I go, whether I need to pee or not, in this case I had to pee, I go at the end of the gym and I wash my hands. And so I go in the bathroom every time. That day, I went to go in the bathroom to wash my hands, and there was a little sign that said the bathroom was closed and you had to use the like executive one or the ones that guys have a key to. And I've never gone in there before because I'm not on the executive plan there. So I went in that one, and that maybe that's just a thing they do in there where they make sandwiches on the counter where people wash their hands. And also they make their sandwich with a pie cutter that they lick in between sandwich spreads. And I still, because at first I thought it was mayo, Ed. Okay. I thought this was a mayo situation because it was like a whitish, yellowish, sebaceous product that was on, that he was putting on the thing. But then after I saw him doing it and do the licking, I was like,
cream cheese bagel?
Maybe, but it was bread. He was putting it on bread, but then it looked like he was applying jelly. I definitely saw something red going on it after. So is jelly and butter? I guess with this kind of person, it could have been anything that he was put. It could have been ranch. Right. You know?
It could have been bird shit. Who, yeah. Anything is in play if you're doing that in a gym locker room.
But is that a way to signal where he's like, where he's licking the thing, is he's like, hey, I'll suck you off. Like, you going to go in the showers or the sauna?
Look at the tongue action I'm doing.
And he had Tupperwares out. And it was like he was making the sandwiches and putting them in a Tupperware to take to a second location where he's like, hey, see me licking over here. Why don't you guys come out to my RV and then I'll suck everybody off. And then when you're out of energy, you have a sandwich to reload, carb up.
He's related to someone. He's disgracing someone's name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%. So the answer is no. I haven't been back in the executive restroom, which I must be where he hangs out because that's the place I saw him. Here's one more thing. I had a group text going, and I don't know. You know how we've inadvertently murdered people on the show before?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I should say this.
Uh-oh.
At that same gym, I would go there often, and this is kind of sad. At that same gym, I go there often, and there's a dude that would roll in, and he had a service dog, and he was like an older guy, but also he seemed to get around just fine to me and wasn't blind. Anyway, he was always there, and he had this dog with the service dog thing. And one time I almost dropped a kettlebell on it. It would be kind of in the way. Okay. That's all I'll say. The dog, like, I didn't really see the point of the dog, but it was no big deal to me. So I got a couple of buddies that are fucking real. They got their whole panties all bunched up, all about dogs. Oh, there's dogs. Everyone got to see dogs. And it's like, look, I see dogs around too, but it's not really an issue for me. But I mentioned on our group chat, I go, yeah, I see this guy. And I just seen him the day before. I go, there's this guy at my gym. He brings a dog. I almost dropped a kettlebell on him one time. The next day, Ed, I swear to God, worse. I go, the next day, I get a text from my daughter. And she's like, hey, Dad, she's like, you know that guy at the gym with the dog? And I go, yeah. And she goes, he's dead as hell. And I go, what?
Wow.
Do you think I may have inadvertently murdered the dog man by discussing him in a group chat? You know how your ears burn when somebody's talking about you? Maybe I burned his heart.
Yeah, poor Bosco was like barking for help.
And the reason yes, exactly. Couldn't get somebody to come with
what, Bosco? Gym guys? Trapped in a well?
I wonder if it happened in the gym, because there is in the gym, there's like a memorial to him and many people have signed it. So if you look, it's much like Kennard discussing the show with people at the water cooler at his office. I don't think anybody that goes to that gym listens to the show. But if you do, like, please know that I'm coming from a place of respect. I'm just relaying the story and I hope I wasn't involved. Okay, let's get back to Ben 906 here.
I can't figure out which one is worse. Like, I really can't. Like, I want to throw Jeff out because that's disgusting behavior to raise a steak in your house and have to feed it and all that shit. But, like, Jim behavior is like, that person is not allowed in society.
Yeah.
Should be allowed in society. But it got me to raise a question of, what would you rather do? Would you rather eat a pot of spaghetti cooked at Jeff and Denver's house? Or would you rather eat the sandwich made by your
Jeff app? Oh my God.
It's a great question.
I'm not sure I'd go with the sandwich. Like, I really am not sure I would go with that sandwich. All right, gentlemen, much love.
Wow. So I will just, first of all, I'm going to answer this question, but first of all, in Jeff's defense, he's trying to be a good dad. Like, he's trying to be a good dad.
That being said, I'm going to trust the sandwich before I trust any boiled anything.
You've got to be kidding me. That's stunning. That's the upset of the year, Ed.
I'm not taking a chance with mouth water.
When do you think the guy who definitely nutted on that sandwich, who's definitely nutted in the mayonnaise,
could be good protein.
Yes. It's mixed. You're probably not going to taste it. He's definitely nutted. What about? Look, you're boiling the.
All you need is just one little white hair.
Yes. That would be bad. But
I'd never be able to love again. I'd never trust anyone ever again.
You boil an egg, and the pan is clean. Nothing happened. The pan just it's hot. It's sterile in the pan. The pan is boiling.
I know logic tells me boiling is perfect. Yeah. I'm not fucking with rat water.
Plus, you're not. And then you take that. What? Maybe you could rinse the pasta afterwards. You take it out. You put it in a colander. You give it a little. Run a little water through it, and then
once those little mouse feet have the mice feet have touched.
I'm taking spaghetti. I'm taking 100%. I take the spaghetti over the sandwich.
You're gonna invite you. Can you imagine if you found this out and you're like at some school function, it's potluck, and you're like, wait a second, which thing did Jeff bring? Because I don't want mice feet.
I know how you feel about potlucks. You're already stressed out about potlucks.
But I assume, this is the thing. This is why I don't like potlucks. Because I assume everybody's boiling mice in their shit. I don't want to know what anybody's up to.
Yeah. I guess if you knew, I don't know. I'm still going pasta. Thank you for that. Or no thank you for that, by the way. Ben906. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Brian and Ed, this will be the last call that I have. Bullshit snake.
Oh, Jeff and Denver.
Yeah, all the paraphernalia, the pong pot, all that shit is put in the garbage.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I won't, the babysitter down the street won't have to worry about
good man, Jeff.
Mice and teeth.
Yep.
Everything's good on that front. I was thinking about the movies you guys have done and how come no Gleaming the Cube?
Oh, great movie.
I think that was
Slater.
The wonderful Christian Slater's first movie where you get to see the junior version of Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. That's great. He's got the peroxide hair.
Anyway,
one last thing. Is a daily choice for you. Body shaping ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Body, whatever the fuck they call that edition. Ed, whose dick you looking at?
Oh.
The Jake guy from Body by Jake.
Yeah.
Or Gilad.
Oh, Gilad Jankowicz.
Also, just because I want to hear the fucking Scoop It Up song.
Oh, okay.
Ryan, who you scooping? Keanu Tom or Jennifer Dempster?
Okay.
Also, I believe from Body
Shaping. Body Shaping, sure.
Which was clearly a show aimed at 13 and 14-year-old boys
who didn't
have access to internet pornography.
Okay, hold on.
But that didn't exist
yet. God damn. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, here we go. Ed.
Baby's choice, it's a choice I make. Baby's choice, watch me shiver while you shake.
This is a game we play. Ed approaches a urinal. At either adjacent urinal is someone very well known. In this case, at one side, Body by Jake, Jake Steinfeld. It's not Seinfeld. It's like it, though. Steinfeld, I think. And at the next urinal, I believe I'm gonna just off the top of my head say that he's Israeli. Could be Mossad, much like Epstein. Gilad Jankowicz. They're both very sort of handsome, semi-jacked 80s dudes with fake tans. Ed, who are you going with?
I'm going Body by Jake because I think there's some serious girth.
You think so?
I do. Wow. I think there's some girth. His goofiness, there's just, he's so goofy, but yet he was so proud of himself that he must be packing. Gilad! If I wanted someone to commit a murder for me, Gilad. But Body by Jake, the cab driver in the beginning of Coming to America.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm taking him.
Yeah, fair. Okay, scoop it up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brad, and formerly in New York, now in Florida for tax purposes.
Yeah. Chicken hands, get the cluck, scoop it up. All y'all bitches.
Whoa. Oh my God. It's very aggressive.
That second comes off the rails quickly.
Yeah. So I will say this, brush with fame. I once saw Kiana Tom driving on the 73 toll road, which I took to get home tonight. She was driving a Porsche. She had, and look, I wouldn't have noticed it was Kiana Tom, but she had her license plate said like Flex Appeal or something, which was her post body shaping career. And so Kiana Tom, look, she's kind of Hawaiian, you know, very pretty, but also like a little fitter than I normally would go with.
Hard body.
Very hard body, very muscular. But again, no shame. Beautiful woman. Now, this Jennifer Dempster, I couldn't remember her, but then, because I was a Dupree guy, and I don't see...
Oh, Chris Fowler's wife?
Jennifer Dempster's married to Chris Fowler?
Yes.
Shut the fuck... This guy's got the charmedest life, Chris Fowler.
Wow.
Talk about fishing off the company. Oh, it's Dupree. That's why I can't find her. This Jennifer Dempster is a just... I remember her. I didn't remember her before you mentioned her. But then I Googled her and just, she's got that real, you know who she reminds me of, Ed? Oh. Another Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
She's got that look. Yeah. She's got that look. She's got that girl next door, but then you're like, oh, that's just a girl next door. And then you give her a second look and you're like, oh, that she's a fucking super hot piece of ass. So props to Chris Fowler. Forgetting Jennifer Dempster. Now let's find Dupree or Dupree as I knew her, because she was my favorite in the body shaping. Dupree. Oh yeah. I see. She had the she's still my favorite. Dupree Brescia. Fowler didn't get that one. How do you like them apples, Fowler?
How do you spell this one?
Deprise.
Deprise. Oh,
Aaron. Brescia. Yeah, of course you did. God, what a show. What a show. Jennifer Dempster. I can't believe this Fowler got Jennifer Dempster.
Wow. What
a charmed life he leads. DePriest. Just great show. The good old days. Okay. Thank you for that. Another. Thank you for that, Jeff. We're glad you rid that. Figured out what to do. Just buy the live mice. That was the move.
And more importantly, glad you threw all the shit out.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That was, yes, absolutely. Get rid of that. All that. Don't be making me pasta when I come over. Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, gentlemen. Katie here.
Oh, Katie Shady.
So,
Katie?
I have a concern. I never knew what Shang Young was. And when you guys started talking.
I mean, you still don't because you said Shang Young.
It's Shen Yun.
Unbelievable.
They must not advertise the way they do in New York.
Yeah. What? They don't have it in Cincinnati, Ohio? I mean, I get, look, Cincinnati, Ohio is a town of 3 million people right there on the Ohio River. Of course, they got Shen Yun there. They got it. That's a major.
They probably even have it. They probably even have ads in the motel across the river where Jerry Springer paid for a personal.
Of course. In Kentucky? Of course. Yeah. Absolutely, they do. They probably have a thriving Taiwanese community in the Cincinnati metro area.
That maybe it was that stand up comic, that guy, he's Asian and he has like really long hair and he makes jokes about like buying pants at Costco.
Oh.
Then he talked about him being annoying and I was like, I don't know, I think he's kind of funny.
So talking about Bobby Lee?
But since then, now I know what it is and I see it everywhere. Like last night I was in the city and it was like everywhere I turned there was a Shang Yun poster. I just
realized
too. And so my question is, how do we unplug the simulation and then plug it back into reset? Because I'm not gonna be able to live like this.
Yeah.
So any guys,
do you want me to send you the link to the Shang Yun jewelry collection? Because that's what I'm looking at right now. And there's so much beautiful jade involved. And I think, look, somebody needs to go to Shen Yun. That's all there is to it. Like how has no one apprised us of the actual Shen Yun experience? Because
surely someone's seeing it.
Someone has seen Shen Yun. Of course they have. They have a Rui signature leather valet tray. Ed, do you have a valet tray where you put your items?
That's the thing. I've always wanted one.
I know. This one is beautiful. It's leather and it's like molded, you know? So you drop your keys in there, your wallet, your watch.
You know, I'm never going to Google it because once you do,
you
can't get out.
Oh my God, they have stuff, gifts for him. Tang Warrior wallet, Ed. I've struggled with Tang in my life. Look, I can use that wallet.
Tang cock ring?
Oh, yeah. Yes, even better. Signature men's belt wallet, Ed. It's like a fanny pack, which everyone knows I wear fanny packs.
Hmm.
Devotion tie. The heroic Lu Zhizhen tie. Ed, if you ever go back to your gig on Wall Street, you get a Shen Yun tie to wear. You know, it's very important to be involved, you know, in business. You got to know about China these days. Maybe get a Chinese tie. Taiwanese tie. Okay. Thank you for that, Katie. One more voicemail.
Yo, B.
Yep.
Darbo. What up, Ed?
Darbo.
Hey, Darbo.
The official golf correspondent. Now, Darbo's a good guy. Darbo's got the backline number. He's, you know, he's a buddy of mine. We text. But he's doing 75 hard too. And he's, at first, he had a lot of questions. And he talks often about quitting 75. I was like, oh, he's like, hey, how about 27 hard? And it's like, he doesn't really want to quit, or he does, but he mostly wants to talk about quitting 75 hard. And it gets to be a little much because I'm committed to this. I'm not quitting 75 hard. I don't want to talk about quitting 75 hard because I'm not even thinking about it.
So I don't talk to anyone about it.
Yeah.
But just about every day. Because I'll do 2 hours on the bike.
Yeah.
And just about every day I talk myself into, well, what if I just do 1 hour today? Maybe I should quit here. Like I do that to myself all the time.
Oh, yeah. 100%. If I run, I'll be like running and I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to get to that bush. See that bush way up there in the distance. If I'll just make it to that bush and then I'll catch my breath for a little while. And inevitably I won't make it to that bush, or I'll run 3 miles today, and I'll run the whole 3 miles, and about a mile and three quarters, I'll be like, my feet kind of hurt. I did enough. You know, it's like, it's easy. We talk ourselves out of things. And this is what Fan has. He elaborated on when I did a podcast with him, where he's like, you just got to shut that down. You just can't listen. But I like to think I'm too smart. So I can't help but listen. Like, I can only hear those voices, but some people, they could just turn that shit off. Ed,
turn it off. I power through, but I'm, but like every day I tell myself, maybe you should just quit here. And then I just don't, but I wish there was no voice telling me to quit. I know. Life would be much better.
I know. It is kind of nice to have. I got to do two things for 45 minutes every day. Sometimes, like on the weekend, I'll just do 90. I'll just do like one 90 minute hike and just to get it out of the way. But I make the mistake of throwing on the weighted vest, the flak jacket.
Right.
And you just don't realize how much it takes out of you. By the time you're done, you're like, fuck, I don't have much left to give the rest of the day. But of course, I drink my gallon of water. And I read
you have my 10 to piss pages. A lot.
I piss so much. I read my 10 pages and I take my progress picture and whatever else we're supposed to do.
Stoss, shout out, as you would say, Brian, to the 75 harders out there.
My hard heads.
Day 27 when I'm leaving this message, feeling pretty good. Super clear mind.
Yeah.
Workouts are fantastic. It's a lot of water, but we're getting through it.
Yep.
With that said, B, if you want to quit tomorrow, I'm all in.
See?
We could go to our little local watering hole, have a few. But I'm in it for the long.
That's right.
As long as you are.
That's right.
Secondly, did you guys see the story on Alyssa Milano?
Oh, I did.
The GoFundMe.
Alyssa Milano. Yes.
Alyssa Milano opened up a GoFundMe page.
This is wild.
Asking for 10 grand for her kid, her 12-year-old son, to go to Cooperstown. She's requesting money, asking for money, 10 grand to get her son to Cooperstown. Now, having kids, I know a little about Cooperstown. You know, it costs about $1,500, $2,000, I think, per kid. That doesn't include flights and maybe.
What? Then what are you getting? What are you getting? What do you mean? To go to the museum, it costs $2,000?
You play at the Cooperstown field and where I'm sure it has to do with where you stay and shit like that too. And like entering the tournament is something.
Okay.
My nephews have played in that. It's like a big deal for Little League, at least on the East Coast.
So it's kind of like the Little League World Series, but different. It's like a big Little League hang.
Yeah, it's something. But my nephew's team, they lost to a team in like the semifinals from San Diego. So it's a national thing.
Yeah. Okay. Cooperstown is in New York, right?
Yep.
Okay.
What is she asking for the 10 grand? First of all, she doesn't need to. She can pay herself.
Yeah.
Secondly, it doesn't get the whole team there. So is she asking for like extra money on top of her kid going for like food and other shit?
Yeah.
Pretty awful move. No golf news. Farmers Insurance at Torrey Pines is this weekend. So.
Darbo is the official golf correspondent of the. We have official correspondent. So Darbo is the official golf correspondent of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, right? Angelo, official boxing correspondent. I would like to bring in John of Fullerton, because John of Fullerton, we know, is the official having sex with women while they're menstruating correspondent, and also the I've had so many threesomes correspondent, which is great. But also he's very knowledgeable about MMA. So I would like John of Fullerton to become our MMA correspondent. What else do we have? Oh, bowling, of course. Ben 906. Bowling. Dolomite is our NASCAR correspondent. Do we have any other correspondents, Ed?
David Bray's our gate agent correspondent.
That's right. He's our airline correspondent. All the details of the air are Super Lee, of course, is our Minnesota Golden Gopher correspondent, Kyle in Scani, farming.
Dairy farming?
Yes, farming correspondent. He probably knows some shit about Chris Soules in Iowa. That probably made its way around the farming community, that's for sure. But Darb's our golf correspondent, and I like that his correspondence this week is there's nothing to talk about, which is great.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. I did see the Telly Two-Put.
Oh, Telly.
Out there that Anthony Kim might be coming back. That would be fun. Anyways, all I got.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
So Anthony Kim, Ed, he was a real wunderkind in the golf community, and then he walked away.
Because he made so much money?
Well, no. He walked away. He's had some injuries, but also he supposedly had his affinity for a little yak-yak, a little yayo. And
like Lou Pye, the old Enron guy who knocked up the stripper.
Sure. Yeah. Or, I forgot to tell you. I don't know if this is my story to tell. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. When Katie Shady was here visiting,
yeah,
her husband was telling me that growing up, his mom and her friends used to entertain the local ball players coming through town to play the Reds, and that at one point he had to vacate his bedroom.
What?
Maybe it was the bedroom or maybe the living room. I don't know. He had to make room. I think it was his bedroom. He had to vacate his bedroom so his mom's friend could bang Keith Hernandez.
Max?
Yes. Can you believe that shit? Whoa. Fucking story. I was a little buzzed when he told me. I just remembered it right now.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. I've forgotten what we were talking about before that. Oh, Anthony Kim. So Anthony Kim is he took the insurance payout because he had a wonky knee, and I think he did have a wonky knee. But he took the insurance payout, and this was like in the early 2000s, and the insurance payout was like $10 million, which is obviously a good amount of money. Compared to what golfers make these days.
Right.
So supposedly, and if he ever plays in a professional tournament again, he's got to pay back the $10 million. But now with this LIV tour, they're giving money to guys like Harold Varner III and Tyrrell Hatton. So if they're going to give them $50 million or whatever, they're for sure going to give it to Anthony Kim. So there is a rumor. And maybe our golf correspondent could say a little more than Telly Two-Putt said something about Anthony Kim, and that's like the details he gives. Supposedly, Anthony Kim could be getting a big money deal to return to professional golf, even though he's probably not good enough. He's just a name. You know?
Exciting stuff.
Very exciting. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the voicemails. A couple of emails. Ballers. Quick nomination for the old guy bracket is Nikola Jokic. If you listen to the after show, you know this is kind of a self-burn since my son says I look like him, you do. But he's only 28 years old. I put some pictures below from his first MVP year to now since he doesn't look old, but he looks closer to 40 than 25. He is proof that no matter what your line of work is, if you hate your job, that shit can take a toll on you.
Remember how miserable he was when they're like, you got to go to the parade. And he's like, I'm tired. I just want to go home.
Yeah. They're like, how many times did you touch a basketball in the off season? He's like, I don't know. One, two.
He's so good too. He's insanely good.
He's so just naturally good. And the way he moves for a big man, it's just crazy. My real reason for emailing though is to say Ozempic is bullshit. Back in my day, you had to lose weight the old fashioned ways, diet and exercise and expensive cocaine addiction, or at least go under the knife for a procedure. Putting yourself on a strict diet to get the surgery and then keep that weight off after. Shout out to dear friend Dolomite D. Now my alcoholic dad can weigh 180 slamming brewskis and eating three meals a week. whenever I see drastic weight loss, I just write it off as Ozempic, which isn't fair to people who have done it the 75 hard way. Ben Baller and Fat Joe are lifelong fat dudes that just look crazy now off the Ozempic. Usually the look is super obvious and maybe a good way to start weight loss, but if you keep that shit up, you just end up looking insane anyway. Lastly, on Ozempic, the idea of the woman who filed the lawsuit for chronic mud butt having this condition named after her has been making me laugh for a week. Just the idea of Lou Gehrig's disease, but for lifelong Ozempic-related Rhea is an amazing thought. As mentioned last week, ripped to Sports Illustrated and the Swimsuit Edition. I remember my first, like it was yesterday, Marissa Miller was on the cover.
I remember that.
Happened to her, yeah. And I believe it was the one of the first years the magazine leaned heavily into body paint photos. Oh, those are great. Yep. Learned a lot about myself that summer. As always, thanks for the content, fellas. I think we got to put, that's from Drew in Phoenix. I think we got to put.
Yeah, he does not look he looks in his 20s.
Fuck. No, he does. He's in his 20s? Of course he is. Hold on.
He's 28.
I just added Chris Berman this week. The list is, it's a long list.
Yeah, I pretty soon you're going to have to send it to me so I can start working on a bracket because we're approaching that time of year.
I shared it with you on the thing.
Oh, what?
Well, you have access to it on your Google Docs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I think Burt Young and who's the diabetes guy?
Wilford Brimley. Yeah.
I think that those guys get like emeritus category status because it's like this, you can't even have a contest.
Yeah. We might have to have like, yeah, these are the unfair guys.
Yeah.
We'll do like a little tournament of four with those guys, but
yeah, let me just cruise down the list to see who, I mean, Travis Rogers is on there. I mean, Otis Nixon. I mean,
yeah.
Jim Leland, you know, I mean, some of these, Ted Knight, legend, but he looked 79 when he was 39. Coach from Cheers. I mean, there's some good ones on here. Jason Alexander, Mark Margolis, Fred Mertz. Get the fuck out of here with Fred Mertz. Okay, we can discuss this more later. One more email or another email. I read an article that said Patrick Mahomes' dad requested a suite apart from Taylor Swift and the Kelsey's. Also, since Brittany Mahomes wouldn't be anywhere other than as close to Taylor Swift as possible, that means apart from her as well. Knowing what we know about Jackson Mahomes, is Pat Mahomes Sr. the best of the Mahomes? Discuss. Also, was that Ravens game rigged to get Taylor Swift and the rest of the circus into the Super Bowl? That's what I'm saying. Also, who are you scooping? Taylor Swift or Brittany Mahomes? Insufferable edition. Last email. Love you guys. No homo. That's from our buddy Matthew Richards. Yes to all that. Well, hold on. Patrick Mahomes, he seems like a good guy, but he gave us Jackson, right, Ed?
He gave us Jackson, and also, what we know about Pat Mahomes' mom is she hates Pat Mahomes Sr., so he probably wasn't the best husband.
He would have been in that era. Maybe he swung by Katie Shady's mother-in-law's house a couple times when he was on the road for the Braves back in the day.
Sure. You
know? I mean, he's a ball player. And look, that's unfair. Taylor Swift or Brittany Mahomes, they're both, neither of them are getting scooped, but I guess.
I'll tell you what you do is you're going to bang one of the most famous people in the history of the planet.
To death, yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, Brittany Mahomes is just some beat chick from Kansas City or Texas or wherever she's from. Yeah, I agree with you there. Okay, here's another one. Hey, Brian, and quote, Ed, I recently had to make an important life decision. Quebec Nordiques or Hartford Whalers hat? I chose Nordiques, your dear friend G. Fish. Well, G. Fish. Both beautiful logos. I mean,
both beautiful. I would say in terms of like, there's something cool about Nordiques because it's so random. But remember, we did an RIP for the guy who designed the Hartford Whalers logo. And when we examined it,
whale,
it's with the hidden HW in there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's, I will say though, I think it's better on the actual sweater, the jersey. I don't think you can really capture the full logo on a hat as much as the Nordiques, where it's just that N with the stick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's there's something so trippy about like a Nordiques hat. It's
beautiful.
So I get it, but you can't go wrong with that choice.
I love defunct things, you know, like there used to be teams. It's great.
Yeah, like when our good friend of the show Jeff Perlman did the thing on the USF, the book on what was the name of the USF Hub book? It was so good.
Best team money. No, I read that book too.
I read it. It was great, great book. But anyway, he signed a book plate. He also sent a Tampa Bay Bandit sticker. It looked beautiful.
Oh yeah, just all of those, the Houston Gamblers.
Yeah, there were so many good ones.
What was
Generals?
Generals. Oh man, they ran old Herschel Walker head first into the end on every single play. They had like
limited teams, and they still had 18 games, and he ran it like 40 times a game.
Yeah, that was great. What a league! They should make a movie. Like if they canceled the Lakers show Winning Time.
I would definitely watch the USFL.
Totally, absolutely. Okay, let's talk some things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segments.
Oh, yeah. Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
So after acquiring, I believe, the Midwestern convenience store chain, parent company Maverick has announced it will be changing the name from its current Come and Go, K-U-M and Go. You know the new name? Bust and Leave.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.